The next step in the new Oklahoma County Jail project is tomorrow. Proposed legislation would change who appoints members of the State Board of Education, and OSU addresses pedestrian safety. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, April 10th. The Oklahoma City Planning Commission is expected to consider the new county jail project at a meeting tomorrow. The commission's role is to make recommendations on zoning cases. Oklahoma County Commissioners decided in February to build the new jail on land off East Grand Boulevard. Developers are seeking a special permit for the project. That location borders the city of Del City, and Del City leaders are preparing a legal fight against the project. If the Planning Commission makes a recommendation tomorrow, the project will go before OKC City Council in May or June for a final decision. The meeting begins at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. A bill to shake up the membership of the State Board of Education advanced through the Senate Education Committee Tuesday. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports it would expand who gets to appoint board members beyond just the governor.
Currently, the State Board of Education includes the state superintendent and six members appointed by the governor. House Bill 2562, whose Senate author is Felt Republican Casey Murdoch, would add four more members. Two would be appointed by the Speaker of the House, and two would be appointed by the President Pro Tem of the Senate. The Speaker's appointees would consist of one rural resident and one former superintendent from a district with less than 10,000 students. The Pro Tem's appointees would include another rural resident and a former superintendent from a district with more than 10,000 students. The bill passed with the title off, which allows the Senate to hear it again and make changes if the House passes it. Murdoch says he wants to, quote, give rural Oklahoma a little more power by reducing the bill's enrollment requirement for the former superintendent position to 5,000 students. He also wants to give the Senate the authority to approve or nix the appointees from the Speaker of the House. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The city of Tulsa has announced a new initiative to address homelessness. Mayor G.T. Bynum introduced the so-called Path to Home project.
I want to announce a total of 33 actions and four overarching goals to further our work.
Those goals include building more affordable housing, early intervention for Tulsans on the verge of homelessness, and enforcing right-of-way laws to criminalize encampments. Bynum also says the city will be more deliberate about where it places affordable housing, ensuring not to concentrate at all in just a few locations. The most recent count taken in January showed nearly 1,500 people were experiencing homelessness in the city. Oklahoma State University is working to improve pedestrian safety on its campus. Cheyenne Leach with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange has details.
At the end of February, OSU established a pedestrian safety task force to address several pedestrian collisions, causing injuries and leading to one death. The task force is led by OSU's Senior Vice President for Administration and Finance, Joe Weaver. It is composed of local police, university officials, faculty, and students. OSU has also hired a traffic engineering company to evaluate all campus areas for pedestrian safety. The school's announcement of the initiative says it underscores OSU's commitment to fostering a safe and secure environment. In Stillwater, I'm Cheyenne Leach.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.